above. I've been down to the river. I ain't the same, a prodigal return. Y'all can sing if you want to. I'm no stranger to the prison. I've worn shackles and chains, but I've been freed and forgiven. I'm not going back. I'll never be the same. That's why I sing all my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. That just breaks a man, breaks him down to his knees. God, I've been broken more than a time or two. Yes, Lord. Then he picked me up and he showed me what to do.
Good to see y'all this morning. God is great, isn't he?
Amen.
Amen. He carries us through. He's always there for us if we release it all to him and just let him just protect and guide us. So good to see y'all. When I would open up the services when we were just doing the online feed, it was so different. I get to hear yourself talk, and I'd rather hear y'all. Y'all just worship and praise the Lord. Praise God. For all those watching on the live feed, good morning. Welcome to First Pentecostal Church in Villa Rica. Love each and every one of you. So glad that our doors are open and that we're gathering to see your smiles and a new addition, new babies, and all the many things that are coming in. God is great. He has blessed us abundantly, abundantly. For all those of you that are watching live, no matter what the situation is, whether you're just not able to be with us this morning, you may be watching at a later date, welcome. We just love the Lord. We're a praying church. We believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and the Holy Ghost and His Spirit. Just love the Lord. And we're just going to open service now with prayer. So if y'all would, if you can, just stand this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise God. You know, like I said, there's so many, we're fortunate to have technology in certain areas and other areas. I think it needs to be censored. But with the text blast, with being able to open up the feeds and get message out quickly, you know, there's so many prayer requests that are going forward, and we're just asking the Lord to touch each and every one. Whether, and then also, if you're watching on live or online, if you want to put a comment or prayer request in the comment section there, we do follow it and we'll pray with you. So if anyone has a prayer request this morning, just show by the raising of your hands. God knows and sees each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you this morning. Lord, we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Dear Lord, for your many blessings, dear Lord, for allowing us to gather in your house and in your name, and your name alone, dear Lord. We thank you, dear Lord, for giving us the freedom to hear your word, to open your word, to carry your word, dear Lord, and to keep it close to our heart. Lord, now as this service is open, dear Lord, we ask for your blessings to be upon us. Dear Lord, we ask for your strength to be with us. Dear Lord, we ask that you'll just continue, dear Lord, to use this ministry as it goes forth and to be the minister for you, Lord. And, dear Lord, now you see the hands that were raised this morning. Dear Lord, you know those spoken and unspoken prayer requests. Dear Lord, you know the depths of our hearts, the needs. You hear the cries. Dear Lord, there are those that are in situations now beyond their control. And, dear Lord, we ask now that you'll heal, that you'll mend, and you'll protect. Dear Lord, as we've already had some praise reports this morning that have come forth for your healings, for your protection, for your guidance, dear Lord, we thank you so much. And, dear Lord, we know that with you all things are possible, dear Lord, that you are the great I am. Lord, we ask now, dear Lord, for those that are still in those shadow and that darkness, and they feel alone, dear Lord, to feel your presence right now, dear Lord. Let your Holy Ghost, dear Lord, as I know your Spirit is everywhere, dear Lord, and we just let you just minister as you see fit. Dear Lord, we thank you again. Dear Lord, we ask you to bless our pastor and his ministry and his family. Lord, strengthen and guide us, whether they're here on the live feed or out in the children's church, dear Lord, or the nursery. Lord, we ask that you'll just guide and protect and direct in the way that you would have it to do. Lord, as we study this morning, dear Lord, as you stir up our spirit, Lord, may we be willing vessels for you to use. No matter what this seems like, dear Lord, may we just be willing and to be that vessel that you have. We release it to you. Lord, we give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And we all say,
amen.
Amen, amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Praise God, hallelujah. If you will, turn in your hymnal to page 276. Prayer bells in heaven. We have a lot of folks who don't have our choir this morning, so I need y'all to help me. Y'all don't want to just listen to me. Y'all just sing and just praise the Lord tomorrow. Prayer bells in heaven. Praise God. Prayer bell. may be seated if you can. You know, I was just looking at the words. They were bigger up on the screen, so I was able to see them a little better. But, you know, how many times have I said, bearing our message onto Jesus, the King, but the actual writer put in that song, our King. If you could claim Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, as your King, and just let Him just guide your life, how powerful those prayers are. As I look out in the congregation this morning, and even those of you on the live feed, I know there are a lot of prayers going up. A lot of prayers still going out to our Lord. This time of season with the health situations and with all the things going on, and there are other people that are suffering more than just the corona stuff and all. You look at the news and it's almost kind of, I'm going to be honest with you, if y'all hear me say this, I may not repeat it, but it was kind of nice when we didn't have the internet and all that stuff going on these last few days, because once it came on last night, I started flipping and I told Elaine, I said, I don't miss this stuff, but I know God is in control. And that's where these prayers are going, for your health, for your safety, for your protection, for our country, for this church, for our ministries, for those that are lost. That's the most important message to go out, is that salvational message, and let people know there is an answer in this day and time. And that's Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. Y'all have to forgive me. We had a good Sunday school class, and I'm still fired up from that. So we're going to get ready and take up the morning offering. And then I'm going to turn it over to Miss Penny and the singer she's got lined up this morning. Like I said, there's those that are vacationing, those that are out. But I do want to mention a couple things, and this is for the Band of Brothers. We had to cancel our visit to the lake. We're going to reschedule everything. But I just want you guys to know, as of next Sunday or the next, I will have the T-shirts, the ones that ordered. T-shirts are in. I've just got to get them sorted by size and all that kind of stuff. So those of you, the men that order your T-shirts, they're in. And we've got the price set. And I can give all that information to you later. God knows all that stuff. This is more important than our service. Do we have any other announcements? All right, praise the Lord. Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord just to bless our morning offering, please?
Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you, praise you, and your love you for this day, Lord. We just thank you so much, Lord, for this time to be back in your house to worship.
Yes, Lord.
It's just a blessing to be back in your house. We ask you now, Lord, this blessing to everyone that's here. We have to protect the heads of brothers this morning today, Lord. Make sure that we're all protected, Lord. We ask you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
But I was going to say it before I sang the song, but I didn't. So I'm going to say it now just because I feel led to. There's a lot of times where I would, at my old church, I would get up and just talk, and I would feel confident in talking and being led by God's Spirit. But when I sing this song, I just think about, like, the past 3 or 4 years of my life and how I was talking with someone this morning and how nothing has turned out the way I desired it to turn out. I got divorced. I struggled with addiction. My ex-husband still struggles with addiction, and we got divorced. That was definitely not the desire of my heart. I had to go back and live with my mom for the 15th time in my life. I got a granddaughter. My 16-year-old became a dad. That was not part of the plan. However, I'm so happy that she's here because she's a blessing. I got a 16-year-old who starts driving, and that's enough to keep a mom worried. But there's other small things, too, that kind of just happen. You know, you go through all these change, and people are used to you being this strong woman of God, and your world crumbles, and you start questioning yourself, and you question God and wonder, like, okay, God, what's my life look like? Where am I going from here? Because I feel like I served you with my whole heart. I completely turned my life around, and my world still crumbled. But through all that, I look back, and it was well. Everything turned out not the way I thought it would be, but maybe the way God planned it to be. And I know that at the end of it, I don't know what's to come, but I know that as long as I serve Him and serve others, you know, God didn't put us on this earth. He didn't say, hey, I'm going to put you here, Misty, because I want you to be happy. He never called us to happiness. He never called us to be here to fulfill the desires that we want. We're here for each other. We're here for Him, and we're here to be the Pauls and the Peters of this day. And if I can encourage anybody, whatever you're going through, it is well. You might not feel it, you might not see it, but I don't right now in life. I've been unemployed for 7 months. I'm starting to see a light at the end of that tunnel, but God has sustained me. I have no idea how. No idea. But I know that the God that I served 10 years ago and everything was going great is the same God that I serve today. So if you are going through something that's challenging and you might feel depressed or lonely, it's okay, because as long as you keep your eye on God and you continue to walk in His purpose and His plan for you, then it is well with you. So I just wanted to encourage somebody with that, and I hope that it did. So thank you.
Praise the Lord. I was going to say something as well, but I'm not going to anymore. Sullivan said, hey. Been carried far away. precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, and live like a newborn baby. Don't be afraid to crawl, but remember there'll be times when we will fall. But
can you say praise the Lord? We will fly to Jesus, and I will assure you, we will not remember any of the problems and trials and situations that we made to endure down here. It's all going to be a thing of the past. What a glorious time that'll be. There's a song that we sing sometimes when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be. So good to see you in church this morning. We appreciate you coming out and being with us. We thank God for that so very much. We feel like we have preached to the benches about as many sermons as we know to preach to benches. It's good to see people in the benches this morning, and we give God praise for that. We still have several missing, and we understand that many are still suffering, many are still quarantined, and we pray that God would sustain them, bless them, heal those that need healing, amen, and just comfort those that need comfort. But we're so glad that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Can you feel the presence of God in this place this morning? If you do, give Him a hand clap of praise. Amen. Glory. Amen. I just want to get right into the Word of this morning. If we go with us to the book of Joshua, in the third chapter of the book of Joshua, read verses 1 through 4. Thank you for standing for the reading of God's holy Word this morning. We desire your prayers that God would give us the anointing this morning, God, and the deliverance that we need to feel, that we need to bring this message that God has laid upon our hearts. From the third chapter of the book of Joshua, beginning with verse number 1. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came unto Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host. And they commanded the people, saying, when ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priest, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it. about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that you may know the way by which you must go, for ye have not passed this way heretofore. Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, for your anointing, for your love, and for your grace. For those who've gathered here today, God, and I pray your abundant blessing upon each and every one, every family represented. And Father, we do ask you to reach out to those who are sick, those who are suffering, those who are afflicted. God, touch them with your healing hand. God, I ask you for your anointing now. God, just anoint these lips of clay, this vessel this morning, God, that you might get honor and that you might get glory. God, that we might hear and understand and obey your precious word, God, and apply it to our lives. We do remember the many, God, who are still lost and undone. And I pray, God, that you would convict their heart, prick their soul, and bring them to an altar of repentance. And Father, we'll give you all the praise, all the honor, and the glory. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. God bless you. You may be seated. Amen. Give the Lord one more hand clap of praise if you would. How much we love him. Amen. This morning I want to bring a sermon entitled, Where You've Never Been Before. Where You've Never Been Before. As we draw close to the end of this current year, and I have known many people have posted and said that they can't wait till it's over, looking with expectations for a better future, a better time, and a better year. But what if it doesn't get better? What if it doesn't get better in this life and in this world? That's no reason to throw our hands up. That's no reason to quit. In fact, that's no reason to be discouraged because our home is not here. We're just a stranger journeying in this land. How many knows that we have an eternal home with the Lord Jesus Christ? He's made it possible, a place where there'll be no more sorrow, no sadness, no sickness. But as we endure the things that transpire in our life, I want to bring a message this morning, I hope, that will give us a positive and a faithful outlook. Where you've never been before. I almost entitled this Uncharted Times or Uncharted Ways. But the Holy Ghost pricked me and said, no, as long as God's there, it's not uncharted. It may be uncharted for us. It may be uncharted. We may be facing things we've never faced before. But we serve a God who has been there. We serve a God who knows what's going on. And we serve a God who will not leave us. Amen. Who will be with us every step of the way. And I was reminded of the story of Joshua and the children of Israel. Understand, it's been a long year. But understand, it had been 40 long years with them. 40 long years in the wilderness chasing a promise. Amen. Think about that. Some of us can't wait 15 minutes for a promise from God. Nevertheless, I mean, if we had to wait a year, 2 years, 5 years, or nevertheless, God forbid it be 40 years before we waited till God brought us into deliverance. But this was the situation. Many of the original generation had died in the wilderness, some because of disobedience, some because they just didn't have the strength to endure the journey. But we see a new generation here. We see those that have been raised up. And we see a turning back, if you would, to God's ordinances. Can I tell you, when we begin to turn back to God's ordinances, we will see a difference. We will see a change. We've all had problems. We've all had situations. We've all had troubles and trials. But that's no reason, amen, to turn back and want to go back to where God has delivered us from. I want to look forward. I want to look toward what God has in store. Whether it be on this life, in this earth, or whether it be in that eternal home, that I have a promise that Jesus Christ said, where I am, you may be also. And I will assure you, that'll be a glorious, glorious place. But here we find them on the banks of Jordan. Joshua is now in leadership. Moses is already out of the picture. And we find that there's maybe some new leaders in the tribes too. And there's a newfound desire to seek the will of God. Understand they remember. Understand they know what went on in the wilderness and how hard it was and how trial it was. But I also remember that God was always with them. So many times we remember the wilderness, but we forget that God was with us through those trying times and through every part of the situation that we were endeavoring to walk through the wilderness. So God is with them, and Joshua was reminding them that Jordan is right here and the promised land is just on the other side of Jordan. But there's some circumstances, some situations that we need to look at. First of all, they decide to camp 3 days before they even endeavor
to cross Jordan. For whatever reason, whether Joshua thinks it's too dangerous, whether it's just not right, or whether he's waiting on the leadership of God, and I kind of think it's the latter, that he's waiting on the right time. Another thing that we need to understand, the Bible tells us explicitly that it was in the harvest season, meaning that it was toward the fall of the year, just before the winter season, and this was the time of the rainy season. The rains from down the mountains and the overflow had filled Jordan, and it was overflowing its banks. At certain times, it would not have been too difficult for an entire group of people to cross over Jordan, but this was not the season. This was the season of the rainy times. The Bible tells us that Jordan had overflowed its banks. So I would imagine, as the children of Israel were here on this side of Jordan, knowing that their destination was the other side of Jordan, there was a little bit of apprehension, a little bit of worry and fret that they might not be able to go and receive the promised land until maybe many more months. And maybe by this time, some folks were tired of waiting. Have you ever been there? You ever even said, God, I'm tired of waiting? You know, the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings as eagles. They'll run and not be weary. They'll walk and not faint. In God's time, sometimes we don't need to hurry God. We just need to obey God, wait on Him, and have faith that God will deliver us. But here, Joshua says that we need to sanctify ourselves, meaning that you need to set yourself apart with prayer and meditation. Can I tell you what Joshua probably saw, and probably what he heard? Heard a little spiritual unrest in the camp. Heard a little bit of gossiping. Heard a little bit of talk going on in the camp. Now, we're not going to be able to cross. We've been through this 40 years. We've been here. God has promised us this. He hadn't done it yet. You know how things go sometimes when you can't see the evidence where God is leading us. Come on, that's when we got to walk by faith and not by sight. Glory to God. If we look back at 2020, I mean, I couldn't walk by sight. I've had to walk by faith. How many can agree with me? It's been days I woke up and I said, Lord in mercy, what are we facing today? But God said, I won't leave you. I'm going to be with you. We're going to make it. We're going to cross over. I'm going to be with you every step of the way. We have to encourage one another. And sometimes the best way to do that is separate ourselves in prayer and meditation and seeking the will of God. Sometimes we can't get it from other people. Sometimes we can't get it from the news media. Sometimes we can't get it from the things that are transpiring around us. We have to seek God in earnest prayer and extend our faith to Him to know that He is able to see us through. So Joshua says, let's sanctify ourselves. And for 3 days, they set themselves apart. They become, maybe get their family together and pray one for another and begin to seek the will of God. And then Joshua tells his officers upon the, he gets the go-ahead from God. Can I testify? Can I just give a little testimony? Sometimes I've jumped and didn't get the go-ahead from God. I kind of think from the response, I'm not the only one that's ever done that. Sometimes I get a little impatient. Sometimes I say, God, you know, I'm just going to go ahead with this. You haven't sanctified it yet. You haven't sanctioned it yet, but I'm going to go ahead. Let me tell you something. You need to wait till God says, go ahead. And then when God moves on you, then you'll go, amen, and it'll work out according to God's plan. Maybe not ours, but according to God's plan. So Joshua tells his officers, go ahead and spread it through the camp and tell them to prepare to cross over Jordan. Now, again, let me just kind of intersect or interact some of my opinion, if you would. I would imagine that he got some very bewildering responses when he went to go to the camp. You mean Joshua wants us to cross now? Have you seen the water? Have you seen the floods out of its bank? Can't we wait till a better time? Can't we just wait? There's a time to wait. But when God says move, that's the time to move. And the officer said, no, get ready. Spread it through the camp. We're about to cross Jordan. I want to tell somebody today, get ready. Amen. Sanctify yourself. Set yourself apart from what's going on in the world. Get dedicated. Get committed. Get consecrated to the Word of God. God's going to see us through. I believe that with all of my heart. God's getting about ready. Amen. To divide the spiritual Jordan for those who are willing to go. Get ready. Break camp. Get ready. But now you're going to have to go with some direction. The priests are going to be carrying first the Ark of the Covenant, symbolic of the Holy Ghost of God. I don't want to do anything without the leadership of the Holy Ghost of God. Let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost was sent to us not only to save us, but to direct us. Amen. To be a comfort to us. Hallelujah. You're not comfortless. I'm telling you today, it may be an uncomfortable situation, but if you're filled with God's power, you are not comfortless. We have a comforter that stinks closer than a brother. We have a comforter that's going to make a way. We have a comforter that will not leave us. He'll be with us each and every time. Glory to God. The priests are going to go first. No, but sometimes faith preachers kind of back up a little bit when it comes to themselves. Amen. Oh, me. We'll pray for others to be healed, but when we get this bad, we'll pray for others to walk on by faith. But let me tell you something, folks. If you're going to preach it, you got to live it. You got to walk it. Amen. And the priest, I would imagine some of them said, you want us to do what? I want you to encourage the people. But God, look what's going on. I don't care. I want you to encourage the people. I want you to comfort the people. I want you to lift up the people. I want you to preach faith. I want you to live faith. I want you to operate in faith, regardless of what's going on around you. I don't need any negative preaching. Amen. Glory to God. But the flock won't go unless you go. Said the priest got to go first. You got to go with the Holy Ghost. You got to go with the Ark of the Covenant. You got to go with the promise of God. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of things we can't count on in this world. But I know one thing we can always count on, and that is the promises of God. They are yea and they are nay. We can always depend on the promises of God. Now, the priests are going to go, and they're going to carry the Ark of the Covenant. And they're going to keep a distance. And I thought about that. Lord, I kind of want to be as close as I possibly can. But God has a reason. God has a purpose. And He tells them that you are to keep a distance of about 2,000 cubits. And somebody wrote that's about the equivalent of 1,000 yards. 1,000 yards. I don't mind telling you. I'd have a great difficulty seeing 1,000 yards away. It'd have to be very, very plain, very level. And then I'd probably have to scrunch my eyes up and push my glasses up to be able to see. And God spoke to me and said, listen, you hadn't always got to physically see it to walk by faith. Hallelujah. Because if that's the case, many, many times you wouldn't move because you hadn't seen it. But if you know it's there, glory to God. If you know it's there, 1,000 yards is not going to be too far between me and God. Hallelujah. He is not so high that He can't reach down. Glory to God. Somebody needs to know that. God's not way off somewhere. God hasn't left you. God hasn't forsaken you. He's so high, but He's able to reach down in the midst of our adversity and give us comfort. When you see the priest walking across Jordan, then you are to follow them. But also, keep your eyes on the ark. Keep your eyes on God, folks. Come on, keep your eyes on God. And it's easy. It's easy to get detoured. It's easy to interference, to run out here, and all of a sudden we're looking at that and we're not looking at God. If ever there was a time that the church needed to focus on God, it's the day and hour that you and I are living in right now. We're experiencing things we had never seen before. We're walking on what we call uncharted territory, but it's not uncharted. God has already mapped it out. Hallelujah. I think about a little bit of my history, and I have to really, really, really reach back in the depths of my little brain to recall things that happened when I was going to school. especially in the classroom. But I remember studying about two fellows by the name of Lewis and Clark. And you know, back then the United States was just a small portion of the East Coast and surrounding areas down in the Southeast. It had not reached out. Amen, because it was uncharted. Glory to God. For too long, the church has just kind of dwelt on the outer banks, and we haven't reached out to that uncharted territory because we're afraid to step out on faith. We're afraid to reach out. But Lewis and Clark, they was funded by the government, and they went out and they began to see things that the other people had never seen. I'm sorry, I got excited about history. I never got excited about history in 4 years of school. But when you think about it spiritually, those that are willing to venture out are going to see things that other people have never seen because they're not comfortable reaching out. They're not comfortable about getting closer to God. They're not comfortable about stepping out on faith and looking through eyes of faith. They only want to see things tangible. They only want to see things material. But I'm telling you today, through the Word of God, that those who are willing by faith to step out, you see things, miracles performed that maybe we have never seen before. If we set ourselves apart and we sanctify ourselves, amen, for a mighty move of God. Lewis and Clark, you know the story. They went out and it was no longer uncharted. You remember after they went through the wilderness and all the places, then there was this mass exodus of people wanting to go too. Hallelujah. You may be the one that leads your entire family to church. You may be the one that leads your entire workforce, amen, to the power of God and to be born again. Because you're willing to step out on faith. You're willing to go in uncharted territories where you've never been before. So the priest, they gather up the ark and they begin to march down to the River Jordan. And the Bible tells us that when their feet went into the water, if I'd been some priest today, we'd have never stuck our foot in the water. Because we'd have waited on God to dry that up too. Amen? Come on. God, I'll walk by faith, but you got to do this. I'll walk by faith, but you got to show me first. That's not faith. So they walked down to the River Jordan. They stepped in the water and the water began to stop. The Bible tells us. Let me flip it over there. Don't take my word for it. In verse number 15, as they bear the ark, were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water. I'm not really asking you to jump in. I'm just asking you to dip your feet in the brim of the water of the Holy Ghost of God. He'll do the rest. Glory to God. If you'll just be willing to dip in. Oh, that's another message. I got to go back here. Dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth all its banks all the time of the harvest, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose upon an heap very far from the city Adam, that is beside Zaratan. And those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea failed and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. Now listen to verse 17. And the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground. Hallelujah. In the midst of Jordan. And all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. Hallelujah. Do you remember what Joshua said? His instructions to the children of Israel. Keep your eye on the Ark of Covenant. Keep your focus on God. Don't worry about the floody waters. Don't worry about what's on the other side. And he told them the reason that you must keep your eyes on the Ark of the Covenant, symbolic of the power of God and His Word, is because you've never been there before. Come on. You won't know what to do if your eyes are not on God. You don't know which direction to take if you're not focused. Amen. Laser focused on the Word of God and on His power. Keep your eyes on the Ark of the Covenant. God didn't say, I've never been there before. He said, you've never been there before. Somebody please hear me. You're not all alone. You may be facing something that you've never in your wildest dreams thought you'd ever face it, but God's been there. God knows the way. Keep your eyes on Him. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. But keep your eyes on God. God is going to sustain you. God is going to keep you. God is never going to fail you. He's never going to let you go. Amen. God will be with you every step of the way when we focus on Him. Can you say amen? Amen. So the ark was there in the midst of Jordan with the children with the priests that they're holding it on dry ground. And then all the people passed by dry ground, reached the other side. I believe it's almost time for us to reach the other side. I believe it's time that we're going to face things we've never faced before. We're going to see things that we've never seen before. We're going to experience situations that in our wildest dreams we never thought we'd be a part of. But do not lose hope. Amen. Keep your focus on the Word of God. Keep your eye on the ark. Keep your eye on God. He'll protect us and He'll take care of us. And they passed through on the other side into the promise. After 40 years of struggle, after 40 years of all of these things that transpired in the wilderness, now they're stepping on the banks of their promise. Amen. Into the land that flows with milk and honey. Amen. Into the promise that God promised them and even promised the seed of Abraham way before this ever took place. Don't lose hope. And don't give up on the promise that God has given you. Standing on dry ground in flood season. Think about that for a little while. Not getting swept away. Not getting over flooded or overflowed. But standing on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan River in flood season. Can you identify with that? Can you feel like you're just standing there and everything is just rushing around you and things transpiring, things happening at such a high rate of speed and we almost feel lost, but we're on dry ground. We're on dry ground. Everything around us is being swept away, but we're okay. Why? Because we're rooted and grounded. Amen. On the foundation which the Lord Jesus Christ Himself is our firm foundation. That's where I'm going to stand. So they've all passed over. And then God speaks to Joshua. And He says, I need 12 men. One from each tribe. To go back into the Jordan. Go back into what I just delivered you from. Go back in to what I just made a way for you. And that almost seems too much to ask. You've already made it to the other side. You've already come through the dry ground and God stayed the waters. But now God tells Joshua, I need 12 men, one from each tribe, to go back in to Jordan. And I need them to go in and go to the dry ground and pick up one stone each to bring over to the promised land to build a memorial so that when your children ask their fathers, what are these stones for? What is this memorial for? Let me tell you, the Spirit of God, so touched me. And that seems like just a small part of this story. But I think about how big it can be. When my children, my grandchildren ask, that generation that is to come, when this baby gets up to that age of accountability, if God still allows us to live and exist on this earth, and that little baby hears something about the year 2020 and it asks its parents and its grandparents, what about 2020? Are we going to show them the memorial? Are we going to show them the trials? Are we going to show them God's promise? Are we going to tell them about the wilderness? Amen. You take a stone from 2020, whatever it is. It may be a blessing. It may be a simple thing that I've had food in my refrigerator this whole year. Glory to God. It may be that I've had a dry roof over my house, over my head all of this time, a warm bed to sleep. Amen. God has sustained me. He's helped me. Sure, it's been hard. It's been rough. I hate seeing my people get sick. I hate seeing people down. I hate seeing people lose their job. But let me tell you, so folks, it's a wilderness, amen, and I will assure you that if you look long enough, you'll find something good that happened in this year. You take that stone and you build it as a memorial, and you just say, what, God? I know it was bad, but you brought me through. I know it was terrible. It was flooded over at times. But thank God, I have a blessing. Thank God, I'm still alive. Thank God, I still serve a risen Savior. And I build this memorial as a statue of God's promises, His greatness, and His power. I will assure you, amen, that we all have a testimony. Hallelujah. Come on. It's not hard to endure good times, but it's hard to endure bad times. Amen. But we're never alone. God is with us. Where you've never been before, don't think that you're only one, because God is there with us. And God is there with us today. I believe that with all of my heart. That's the one thing, that's the one certainty that I've had through this whole trial, through this whole situation, that the Spirit of God has never left me. I bank on that. I rely on that. I count on that. And I thank God for the comforter that He has instilled within my life. May God bless you. We love you from the bottom of our hearts. And we pray for each and every one of you. And we pray for those that are not able to be with us this morning through sickness, through situations. And I long to see a time, amen, when we can corporate worship together and have those different family members come and be a part. But until that time, let's remain strong. Let's stand on dry ground, even in the midst of a flood. God bless you. Would you stand? Would you bow your heads in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, how we love you. God, how we thank you and how we need you, God. Lord, through the diversity, through the trials, through the tribulations and persecutions, we know, God, that you will not leave us and you will never forsake us. Father, we thank you for those who gathered here today, and I pray your blessing and your anointing upon each and every one. God, I would pray for those who are out there listening, God, and those who are suffering, God, those who may be sick, God, those who may be lost and destitute. Father, I pray that you would move mightily in their lives. God, save the unlost today. God, move upon this nation, move upon its leaders. God, move upon the people, God, to turn their lives to you. Pray for revival in this land. God, let the fire start here in the church. God, let it spread. And Father, we'll be careful, Lord, to love you, to thank you, and to give you all the praise, all the honor, and the glory. We ask these precious blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Just as we dismiss, I'm going to ask our musicians if they would return, and we're going to close out with a song this morning. Just going to leave you with a song. We will be having service tonight at 6 o'clock for those of y'all that will be with us. If we do nothing else but just gather and pray. But we will be opening the doors of the church. If you'll give me the key of B flat. Hallelujah. You know, it almost sounds like the songwriter of this song wrote it in 2020. It starts off like this. I've had a lot of troubles and trials in my little life span. When I'm standing alone, the battle gets hot. I just do the best I can. Must cross a million valleys, shed a million tears. When I come to the River of Jordan, hallelujah, then I'll have no fear. Well, I got one more river to cross, one more mountain to climb. One more valley that I gotta go through, leaving my trouble behind. Just one more battle with the devil, I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail scarred hand. Holding to his nail scarred hand. There's been a lot of people talk about me since I walked this narrow way, but it's just another little valley. Came through it when I pray. I've climbed a lot of high mountains, gone through a lot of little streams. When I see old Jordan cold and dark, be the last for me. Sing it, church. Well, I got one
more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through, leaving my troubles behind. One more battle with the devil, I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hands, holding to his nail-scarred hands. I said, I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hands, holding to his nail-scarred hands. Well, give the Lord praise, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Please bow your heads in prayer as we dismiss. Brother Jim, would you dismiss us with a word of prayer? God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Hope to see you back tonight.
Glory. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise your name this morning, dear Lord, and today. Lord, we thank you for your word, dear Lord. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, for the Holy Ghost, dear Lord, to give us that guidance and that protection. Lord, now as we get ready to depart, dear Lord, I ask for you just to bless each and every one that's involved in the service this morning. Lord, for all the families that's represented, for those watching on the live feed, dear Lord, may they just take this message, dear Lord, and just let it sink deep in our heart and our mind. Lord, if we haven't found you yet, dear Lord, if we're still running lost, Lord, may we turn all our attention to you and accept you as our Lord and Savior. Lord, again, thank you for your love and protection. We ask you now just to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time, and we'll just give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Praise the Lord.